I taught constitutional law for 10 years. I take the Constitution very seriously.
I believe in the Constitution, and I will obey the Constitution of the United States. We're not going to use signing statements as a way of doing an end run around Congress.
I know some here wish that I could just bypass Congress and change the law myself. But that's not how democracy works. Believe me, the idea of doing things on my own is very tempting.
Together.
Radio.
We have audio, no video.
Radio Free Beagle. Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is episode 1521 on Radio Free Redoubt. Thank you for joining us. I hope you had a blessed couple of weeks and Independence Day. It's great to be with you guys. I've missed you. And, well, for those of you who didn't tune in to Radio Free Redoubt yesterday on KTW 630 AM, which we were live streaming. Always a lot of fun. Hey, we had a guy that we interviewed from James from EMP Survival Systems talking about how you can prepare for EMP by protecting your equipment. That was a good interview and the first of more in the future. We are going to be having him back on to talk about that very same topic because it felt like we were just getting warmed up. But it was good stuff nonetheless. That's already posted up over there. Something else that's posted is last Saturday night's speech that Matt Shea, Representative Matt Shea, and I did. Well, he led in the first 20 minutes, and we ended up being the keynote speakers for God and Country last week, and it was just a blessing. I'll talk more about that here in just a little bit. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook.com/Radio Free Redoubt. And also, I want to remind you guys, the web store is over there. This webstore.amron.com for your American Redoubt gear, shirts, stickers, and more on the way. We actually sold quite a few go bags, some comms go bags. We're going to be making those available through the store as well. So, yeah, lots of good stuff. Lots of great stuff. And what a blessing it was last weekend. Of course, I was on the road. I didn't get out of there until real late on Sunday night. So, well, we already told you guys we weren't going to be able to do a live show then. But we've got lots of audio files we're going to be dropping onto Radio Free Redoubt to share with you guys. Several workshops. There's Pastor John Weaver. It's always a privilege to hear him. I'm going to talk about him tonight as well because it ties in with what we're talking about. But first, let's see here. Let's do the news and commentary. The news and commentary is brought to you by author Glenn Tate and the 299 Days book series about the collapse and the rebuilding. And isn't it something how insightful he was when he's writing those books, how much is actually coming to play. I mean, it's actually unfolding before our eyes. Very interesting. But let's go to the news. We've got some of the news I'm going to cover from yesterday. We talked about the Confederate flag is coming down all over the country. We've lost our minds. This country's absolutely gone insane, targeting a symbol of hate. And it's led a lot of people to some confusion. But I want to remind you guys that whenever they go after a symbol of something, which is the Confederate flag, is not a symbol of hate. It's not a symbol of racism or a symbol of slavery. It's completely a lie. But it is a spirit of resistance. And they got to take that down. Now, remember, this is a stepping stone. It's a prelude to what's to come. What have they replaced the Confederate flag with in this country? We see rainbow flags flying up all over the place. In fact, our nation's capital, it was just emblazoned with the rainbow colors last week. Okay, this is all symbology. So, just like they hijacked the human rights movement with first, you know, hey, we want to advance colored people's, you know, rights and try to help them, you know, get on their feet and achieve the same goals and aspirations and dreams, you know, as everyone else. Okay, so far so good, right? Well, then the militant homosexual agenda came and hijacked that. And it's turned into an anti-Christian campaign. So, since we know that they always operate in phases, and we know now that they're attacking symbols of anything that, you know, any type of resistance against their agenda. This is just the beginning, patriots. The Gadsden flag and the Christian flag will be next. I'm not sure in which order, but they're coming after that because those are also symbols of hate and racism, right? Judgmentalism. Hate, basically, is what it, that's the buzzword. So I bought one of the very few, if you can find one, a Confederate flag. I own a Confederate flag. And you know what? I know the history of the Confederate flag, and I know that the narrative that they're trying to sell to you from the left, the God haters, is a lie. And I have a resource that we're going to post. It is a teaching on the Confederate flag from Pastor Weaver, the truth about what it truly stands for and the lies and deception that they've used to peddle their agenda. The people, the American people, have been duped. That what they're accusing, well, this is just how the left operates. You know, they point and they accuse you of the very same thing that they're guilty of. That's how they operate. We're going to post that up there for you guys because we need discernment. We need to know how to separate truth from lies, and we have to know what the truth is. So we're going to make that available for you. You're going to realize it's just kind of like when you listen to wall builders. You realize we've been lied to. Darn it. And then you get angry, right? What else we got here? From the Freedom Outpost, a Christian who is a county clerk refuses orders to issue sodomite marriage licenses. And since the ruling of the Supreme Court declaring sodomite so-called marriage as a constitutional right, more county clerks who are Christian have come under fire for refusing to issue a marriage license to same-sex couples. And there is a case right now. He goes by the name – or his name is Casey Davis. He is a county clerk. He received an order from a Democratic governor, Steve Beshear, to issue marriage licenses to sodomites or resign. Well, he has refused to issue any licenses, and he's refused to resign. He's going to lean on the Lord. And so we need to hold these bold Christians up in prayer because there's just not enough of them. So it begins, doesn't it? It's starting. Of course, we already know Obama rejected a plan to fight ISIS. The United States blocked attempts by its Middle East allies to fly heavy weapons directly to the Kurds fighting Islamic State jihadists in Iraq. Some of America's closest allies say President Barack Obama and other Western leaders, including David Cameron, are failing to show strategic leadership over the world's gravest security crisis for decades. They now say they're willing to go it alone in supplying heavy weapons to the Kurds, even if it means defying the Iraqi authorities and their American backers who demand all weapons be channeled through Baghdad. That's a scary thought. High-level officials from the Gulf and other states have told the newspaper, what was that, The Telegraph, that all attempts to persuade Mr. Obama of the need to arm the Kurds directly as part of a more vigorous plan to take on the Islamic State have failed. The Senate voted down one attempt by supporters of the Kurdish cause last month. They're just letting go to the slaughter. It's just it's just heartbreaking, really. That's about pretty much that's as far as I'm. There's other stuff that I wanted to there is a story that I thought this has to be talked about. And this is from a blog called Freedom in Our Time. It's called Road Pirates. Desert snow is coming to Idaho. A little bit of American Redoubt news. What this is a training company going around from state to state to teach them how to seize property without a warrant. Roadside seizures of cash, of personal belongings, any property without a warrant. Civil asset forfeiture is what it's called. For the mercifully uninitiated, is a procedure in which police officers and the agencies that employ them steal money and property from people who have never been convicted of a crime without due process and quite often never face criminal charges. The agency designates the desired property as proceeds of illicit activity and then files an in rem civil lawsuit against it. Not the owner or the property, but the not the owner of the property, but the property itself. In this process, the burden of proof is placed on the victim rather than the perpetrator. So we're going to take your car. We're going to take this cash. Why would you have this much cash anyway, unless you were doing something wrong? So we're going to have to seize it. And then what they do is they hold this in rem. So they're actually filing a civil lawsuit against the property, not you. No charges. We don't got a problem with you. But this pesky $20,000 in cash there, that's just evil. We're going to have to take that. Now, you have to prove that you were not doing anything illegal or wrong with that money. This is what prompted the American Redoubt when James Rawls wrote a call for patriots to strategically relocate to a conservative region. When these folks that went through this toll booth in Florida with cash, they had their cash seized at what, $10,000? How much was it? I'd have to go back and look again, but they had all of their cash seized. And then they couldn't get it back. They're trying to go through the courts. It's this asset forfeiture. This is just criminal, absolutely criminal. And they are trying to bring it to Idaho and, well, all the American Redoubt states and every other state in the union because it's profitable. And there's this outfit that goes around. Desert Snow is what they're called. They come around as consultants and teach your local law enforcement how to go about seizing property and tying it up in civil lawsuits. And there's so many people that can't get their property back. I'm going to post this. This is just, I want you to read the whole article. I mean, this would be something actually to do a whole show on to expose this. They're rewarding officers at this annual event who seized the most in the last year. And they're rewarded for it. In fact, the top seizing officers are often recruited as instructors for this this consulting firm called Desert Snow. It's criminal. This is criminal. It's tyranny. Plain and simple. So anyway, I'm gonna post that for you guys. Let's go ahead and take a break. Fox 519 with the eye on the economy, and then we'll be back and we're gonna start talking or continuing the coming underground. Very timely topic. Stay right there.
Feeling like you're on a roller coaster yet? We've had some ups and downs this past week. We saw the Chinese markets crash, our own financial markets get shut down to because of a, quote, computer error, and finally, no Greek deal has emerged just yet. I am Fox 519, bringing you the news that matters to your pocketbook as patriots and preppers. This is Eye on the Economy, brought to you by Radio Free Redoubt.
Hurricanes, earthquakes, EMP, terrorism. Financial collapse and civil unrest. The threats to our way of life are legion. If you want to survive, you need a plan. The 7-Step Survival Plan by best-selling preparedness experts David Kobler and Mark Goodwin will provide a blueprint to make sure you're ready for the dark days ahead. The book covers all the prepper basics, including bug-out bags, barter items, and security. Survival favors the prepared. Don't delay. Buy the 7-Step Survival Plan in paperback, Kindle, or audio edition at Amazon.com today.
Welcome back again as we say a very special thank you to our sponsor, Mark Goodwin of the PrepperRecon.com podcast. Thanks again, good buddy, for sponsoring Eye on the Economy. Well, this is what you need to know in the past week. There is not a deal in Greece. No bailout and rumor that the drachma is making a return. After 2 weeks of financial chaos in Greece, and yet they are still no closer to a deal. As I read you the news right now, the Greeks and the Troika have parted ways after a Saturday meeting and have come to no conclusion. So the question remains, what did they discuss? Well, for starters, the Greek PM submitted a proposal for a third bailout deal for an additional 53.5 billion euro, or roughly 60 billion euro, to save the Greeks and from leaving the EU and to provide it with the cash it needs to get back on its feet. In addition to the request monies, Greece has also requested that Greece's creditors write down and restructure their debt owed to them. The hard part of this is that Greece is going to have to make some serious lifestyle adjustments, and Tsipras, having run as an anti-austerity candidate, now recognizes the need for further bailout as the confrontation between the Greece and the EU reaches a fever pitch. This turnaround will cost him dearly, and it also costs his political parley their political capital. But I believe that is the weak way out. Greece is caving, and they need to stand strong right now in order to save their sovereignty. Now let's talk about what the Troika offered. Well, it's simple. Do it our way. Keep things the same. We have been doing it. Shut up and fall in line. The ECB and the IMF won't change for anything. So right now, Greece and IMF and the ECB are at a standoff. This is going to cause some major world problems. But surprisingly, these are problems that the world actually needs to have in order to change. So what does that mean to you and I? Well, here's why Greece matters. According to Reuters, U.S. banks have approximately $32.7 billion invested in Greece. They have even more invested in European countries that funnel money to Greece, those who stand to lose a lot more if the bailout hose continues to flow. Now, investors are seriously on edge about the future of Greece. Political parties across Europe who campaign against austerity are watching the Greek situation closely to gauge the European reaction as they gear up for their own election in their own countries. Parties like the Front National of France and the UKIP in the UK, who seek to leave the EU, this would give them ammunition if Greece walks away. With the EU falling apart, why should they remain a part of it? That is why Greece matters. When you see France looking to leave, and other countries looking to leave as well, and they want to get away from this dying currency, well, that says something. They want to stand up to a hegemony that, once again, doesn't want the best economic outlook for their people. Now, what about this rumor of the return of the drachma? No, that isn't the new Star Wars sequel. These are actually hotel bills that are beginning to surface around Greece to reporters, with dollars that are charged to their occupants using the drachminian currency. That's true. It's on Bloomberg. You can look it up there. Yes, again, I said Bloomberg. It's out there. It's one of their own reporters. But evidently, this is how Greece is going to survive for the moment. Now, as an alternative economist, it's amazing to watch this unfold, only because it's part of history and it's repeating itself again. And partly because, well, I'm going to say something to some of those listeners out there. I told you so. I told you this was going to happen. I told you Greece was going to collapse and affect the rest of the world. Now, will you just shut up and listen to what I am telling you? Do what I tell you to do. Buy silver. Don't buy paper. Buy what's tangible, not a 401k. Find a way to protect yourself. Do not sell your guns to buy a motorcycle. And you know who you are who's listening to this. Just listen to me. I have the best interest for you and your children in mind. Okay, enough with my rant. Here are some things to watch for next week. 1, Greek banks being closed. We can check that off the list. It's already happened. 2, the ceasing of trading of stocks in Greece. Check. That's already happened. 3, the ceasing of U.S. stock markets trades due to another, quote, glitch. Don't think they won't shut it down again if another big trade comes through. And finally, our own president addressing the world about the Greek debt crisis and how it affects it all. If you see those things, pull your team together, discuss, and decide what your next steps are. Thanks again for listening. And for Eye on the Economy and Radio Free Readout, this is Fox 519 signing off. God bless.
Radio.
Free.
Readout.
With segment two, and this is episode 1521. We're enjoying a cooling trend after being in the triple digits. Last weekend it was, 102, 104? It varied, and we were reporting it. We were live streaming. That was pretty cool being able to live stream, from a live event. Love being able to do that. But, man, it was hot, and we had super high fire danger, some wildfires burning in the American Redoubt in several places. But this cooling trend, a little bit of rain came through, and looking at 80s for the next week. And so that is just perfect. Good stuff. Hey, I want to remind you guys about LoadedPantsHanger.com for hiding your guns or other valuables in plain sight, right there in your clothing, with clothes hangers designed to hold firearms, long guns, handguns, and other valuables. So hide your valuables right there in plain sight. You can go to LoadedPantsHanger.com to learn more. Now, this weekend, oh, this was so uplifting. It was so encouraging and informative. Some great workshops. I feel bad for you guys who weren't able to be there. It was edifying, and we need that today. Patriots need that. But we're going to do the next best thing for those of you who couldn't be there. And those of you who truly couldn't be there, there's some of you had excuses, and some of you had real reasons why he couldn't be there, like, you know, being 2,500 miles away. That's understandable. But it was great. Now, we are going to bring you all of those in. We have the audio files. Matter of fact, I have a thumb drive of all of the workshops, all the seminars and speeches and everything that could be over at the drop mail box right now. I'm going to have to talk to the partisans and see if they can do a little pickup, and we'll do a link up and handoff. So I'll get those audio files, and we'll be slowly uploading those. I did upload Matt Shea from Saturday night and my speech. They were back to back. I just uploaded them that way. But Matt Shea and Pastor Sharam Hadian did a back to back on Friday night. This is just really good stuff, really powerful. And I want to share that with you guys. You know what? I re-listened to my shows afterwards. So I re-listened to the speech, and I realized I blew it on a couple layers. What I was talking about, remember Nehemiah took 300 men up against 30,000? It wasn't Nehemiah. And I knew that. I have no idea why I even said that. It wasn't Nehemiah. It was Gideon. Gideon took 300 men and went up against 30,000. But I said Nehemiah. Although, hey, Nehemiah, he was one of the ones that was rebuilding the walls in Jerusalem, and he put out an order, an edict. One man will stand guarding with a sword while the other one works. And, of course, they all had their swords, you know, on them or nearby while they were building the wall. They had security in mind. But that wasn't the 300 against 30,000. That was Gideon. And then also I mentioned I was in fifth group, and then I was in third group. That's, which is backwards. I was in fifth group, and then later I was in third group. So anyway, you know, when you're speaking, public speaking, you say stuff and it makes sense when you're saying it, but then you go back and you re-listen to it and you're like, hey, I didn't mean to say that. Well, that's what happened. So, it was really good stuff. I want to talk to you guys about some things as far as the underground. I talked about that. I want you to re-listen to that. We talked about the underground, safe house networks, and things like that. Some great positive response, feedback from you guys. And I'm glad that you were blessed by that. There's still so much that I wanted to cover, and I didn't get a chance to get to that. But I want to kind of pick up or fill in some of those gaps, because it ties right in with this series on the coming underground. Now, in the last couple of weeks, what we've seen happen in our country with the Supreme Court rulings and everything else, we pretty much know it's they just compressed the timeline. We're there now. It's just basically any time they can start dropping the hammer and enforcing this, you know, this godless agenda on people. So we're very close now, and it's troubling. It's sad, but we have to get our heads in the game, because there is a mission. So I want to talk about some things. I want to charge you with where are we at? There is – okay, I already mentioned that in segment one, the Confederate flag. Pastor John Weaver, who was there last weekend – He is a Black Robe Regiment pastor. He's a constitutional instructor, teacher, a U.S. historian. The guy is, I mean, we just don't have enough people like him or like anybody that spoke last weekend. Pastor Hadian is just amazing as usual. But Pastor John Weaver dedicated a section on a sermon that he did previously to last weekend. It was from his church in Georgia, but talking about the Confederate flag. So what I want to do is I want to charge you guys with starting to build an archive of your heritage, because they're going to start stripping this away and you need to capture it now. And this is what prompted this. I got a letter, and I get these often, and I've been meaning to address this. This patriot writes, "I need some guidance. I've been listening to the podcast, and like what you say, I want to know about the Bible that way too. Are there any resources that could help me understand God's guidance? We don't have any pastors around here that feel as they should. They all, mine included, try to make everybody, quote, feel good and go with the flow, status quo teaching. I want to be able to truly understand the Bible and God's word like it's supposed to be. I want to be able to guide my children and grandchildren. I would like to find a story, video, lessons, etc., that I can give to the pastors around here so they can have a chance to change. Any ideas? I just hope that you can point me in the right direction." So you're not alone. There's a lot of folks who feel the same way. So what I want to do is get you pointed in the right direction, as you said. We have to hold on to our heritage and our history and truth, especially as the church becomes more apostate and are leaving those fundamental teachings and truths and are really embracing the world and the world's agenda, all in the name of getting along. They mistake the concept of, you know, seeking peace, or, you know, peace at all costs. So that's not correct. So where do you go for this kind of teaching? I already mentioned Pastor John Weaver. What I want you to do, patriots, is start archiving your heritage and the teachings, because this stuff is going to be purged from the internet. They're already, the Southern Poverty Law Center has Pastor John Weaver labeled as a racist, which is like absurd. Also, they have Pastor Shahram Hadian listed as a racist. he's Iranian. He came here and became a Christian. Now he's warning people about the true intentions of Islam, and he's a racist, right? So, well, these people are just idiots. So it doesn't matter what they say. You stay focused. You cling to the truth, and that'll come with a price eventually, okay? But Pastor John Weaver has a website over at Sermon Audio. I'm going to put all of these resources for you to go to. Download everything that you can find on Pastor John Weaver's site, because he goes into the Constitution, he goes into our history and our heritage from a Christian patriot perspective. He peels the layers off all the lies and the deception, and brings you truth. He's just a solid godly man. Okay, so Pastor John Weaver, his audio files or his sermons are all archived. Download those now. They're free. Start building up a database, okay? The other one is Pastor Sharam Hadian over at Truth in Love Ministries. That's tillproject.org, T-I-L project.org. We're going to put links up over there. And I already spoke to him because they started doing video archives, which is great, except it takes a lot of memory, you know, to try to store those like on thumb drive. So they are in the process of transferring those. So you just the audio, so you can start building up that library. Okay, another one, wallbuilderslive.com with Dave Barton. They do an absolutely amazing job. Dave Barton has the largest privately owned collection of authentic historical documents. He's a historian, a constitutional scholar. I mean, and he's a Christian. So wallbuilderslive.com. We air their podcasts on Radio Free Readout on Sunday afternoons. Many of you've listened to them. Go to the website and download everything that you can. All right. Chris Ann Hall from Liberty First. She's a constitutional lawyer and a Christian. She knows her heritage all the way back to the Magna Carta and beyond before that to basically instruct you on our heritage, where we came from. You know, what's our lineage? What are these laws and the series of laws? And how was God's hand and godly people influencing the founding fathers and everybody that influenced the founding fathers? We're influenced by the founding fathers. We quote them all the time. Oh, John Adams said blah, bitty, blah, blah, right? Well, these guys quoted people who influenced them, like John Locke and many others. And it's referenced all through their writings, the people that influenced the founding fathers. And Chris Ann Hall does a great job of going into that. Plus, she talks about current issues in the Republican Party and Obama and, you know, all that stuff. But it's really – it's good stuff. But she has a lot of historical information. So go to a public library if you have to. Okay, take the nosebleed, buy a 64 gigabyte thumb drive or a 500 gigabyte external hard drive and load it to the hilt. Then put it in a Faraday box or triple layer Mylar bags and then inside of a large ammo can or something, an old microwave oven that you cut the cord off of, you know, just to protect it. It's electronic. It could be damaged. EMP or CME or even a deliberate strike, you know, by a tyrannous regime trying to snuff out all your electronics. And in the meantime, they take that kind of stuff out. Protect it. But build that up. Now, to answer your question very directly, I want to point you to a book. There's several, but there's one I should have on my list here. I don't. It's called The Resilient Nations. Resilient Nations. It's a retired Army general, or is he Air Force? No, I think he's an Air Force general. I don't have his name right in front of me. I'm in the middle of reading this book, and I'm just enthralled by it. He also writes – it's a trilogy. He writes Resilient Leaders, Resilient Nations, and Resilient – what was the other one? I don't know. I'm in the middle of reading Resilient Nations right now. From a Christian perspective, our heritage, everything that we're facing, everything is in its proper perspective, well-grounded, level-headed, well-thought-out, and very well-articulated. So Resilient Nations. Now, this book here is written by Alice Baldwin. I've mentioned her before. She's a doctor, no relation to Pastor Chuck Baldwin. She wrote a book called The New England Pulpit and the American Revolution, when American pastors preached politics, resisted tyranny, and founded a nation on the Bible. That is a must-read book for our patriots today. If you want to learn about our heritage from a Christian perspective with scriptural reference, then I highly recommend The New England Pulpit and the American Revolution. That's just a must-read. In that, you know, they said, you know, no single idea was more fully stressed, no principle more repeated through the first 60 years of the 18th century than that government must obey law and that he who resisted one in authority who was violating that law was not himself a rebel, but a protector of the law. So remember that, patriots, as we are resisting those who are breaking the law and violating the Constitution, we are not a rebel. By doing so, we are in fact protectors of the law when we resist unlawful tyranny. Keep that in mind. That concept was burned into the founding fathers in that generation by pastors. They were the ones that led the charge on this, okay, against tyranny, you know, for justice. All right. Now, let's talk about some other books that you need to have, materials that you need to have. And then we'll take a break here in just a second. Your Bible, of course, or four Bibles for those who don't have one or they got it taken and burned, confiscated, whatever. Start building up a repository of Bibles that you can pass out. Study materials like your concordances and things that help you study. All of our founding documents, the Declaration of Independence, birth certificate, which is the birth certificate of our country, the U.S. Constitution, your state's constitution, the Federalist Papers, etc. Wallbuilders.com is another great resource for all of those founding documents. Get and print out and save George Washington's farewell address. Works by John Locke. Print out and store the Mayflower Compact. That goes way back to the beginning of our country. That's the beginning of the blessings, all the blessings to come. Other books about Christian persecution, like Tortured for Christ. This is a must-have and a must-read. It completely puts in the proper perspective that we need to have as Christians going into times when we will be persecuted. It's called Tortured for Christ. He was held for years, 14 years by communists. He explained the experiences of being interrogated, put in isolation, and how he coped with it. What was going on inside of him spiritually and mentally in the darkest of times, the absolute utmost darkest of times when he could not recall a single verse. He could not remember the Bible. He couldn't remember how to write because he had, you know, wasn't able to for like 3 years in total darkness and quiet. So basically how much strength can we draw from someone's testimony who went through like that and still maintain their faith? So that's a mandatory one. Other books like The Diary of Anne Frank, The Hiding Place by Corey Ten Boom, books like this we need to start reading because it directly ties into, you know, being part of the underground. Go to Amazon Kindle Store and download just about every free ebook you can get your hands on, like the founding documents. Those are all there. Biographies of the founding fathers. And all the classic American literature before, you know, the new America, the brave new America took over, harvest all of it and put it on your tablet or your external thumb drive. Store it, okay? Find old, and I mean old, history and other textbooks, including a dictionary. Get a Boy Scout manual. And a Boy Scout leader's guide. The older, the better. Anything before 1970 or even 1965, if you can find it, it's just a great handbook for civics and just wholesome American heritage living. And it's got some great survival skills and things like that in it. Boy Scout manual. Every family should have one in their library. Let's see. Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back in just a minute. I'm going to pick up right where I left off. We're talking about the underground preparing for the future. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
In a world where not all podcasts are equal.
This is Matt Shea with your daily news commentary, the way I see it. There has been a common theme in the news lately. We need government to help with whatever the crisis du jour of the day. I am sure you've heard it because it's everywhere. We need government to reform health care. We need government to stave off catastrophic climate change. We need government to bail out car makers. We need government to encourage community service. And on the list goes. After all, compassion dictates that government can be used as a force for good, right? Well, I disagree, and this is where I think conservatism has lost its way. To the contrary, compassion dictates the need for more freedom. Government's purpose, in fact, is as a negative force, solely limited to protecting our God-given inalienable rights. Therefore, government is not a solution, but when used as a force for good, government is, in fact, the problem. That is the key difference, I think, between so-called Reagan conservatism and modern conservatism. Government is not the solution, it's the problem. The founders and I believe some level of government is necessary, but it is supposed to have a limited role, and that societal ills were best solved by charity and free enterprise. This is not an old, antiquated notion. After all, it was private nonprofit organizations that were heroically effective in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. So conservatives need to clear up the confusion. Government is not, and can never be, a force for good. Instead, we need to move toward a government that allows more freedom. Quite simply, freedom creates prosperity, and prosperity reduces poverty, and prosperity increases charity. The formula is as simple now as it was in 1776. All new laws should be weighed on this scale, and I believe many would be found wanting. At least, that's the way I see it. This is Matt Shea. Thank you for listening.
This is Shan Hemphill with Works LLC. We provide lifetime guaranteed holsters and magazine carriers for the armed citizen. Check us out at werkz.com or call 855-WORKS01 for your custom gear needs. Don't forget to use coupon RFR at checkout for 15% off. Thank you and God bless.
I am John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name too, if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot. Going together, hand in hand, locked arm in arm, into some very challenging times ahead indeed. This segment, segment three, is brought to you by Selkirk Mountain Real Estate, helping patriots to get relocated if you're going to strategically relocate to the American Redoubt in the northern panhandle of Idaho, is where they, that's their stomping grounds. And you can get a hold of them at www.selkirkmountainrealestate.com, and they'll get you taken care of. Give them a call today or go check out their website. Now, we are talking about things that you should be doing, building up an archive. Someone said, you know, how do I learn about God and the Bible and, you know, from a patriot's perspective? My pastor's not talking about it. Well, we know that. So we've already given you some well, you're definitely pointed in the right direction from segment two. And we're going to continue talking about this because we are talking about archiving your heritage. Save it up when it's banned, when it's being pulled from the shelves. You need to have your hands on it, all right? Now, we left off talking about getting a Boy Scout manual, but that is a really good resource to go through with your youth and for adults, actually. But along the kids' line, start gathering Christian homeschool curriculum, especially from 2010, 2010 and older. In the past 5 years, Common Core curriculum has crept into the Christian schools and can even be found in some of the homeschooling curriculum. Be prepared to teach your children and grandchildren at home and use the materials that I just listed, including the audio files of Christian Patriot teaching. That could be one hour right there, or 30 minutes. Just sit down and listen to this teaching. And then we're going to discuss it afterward. When this pastor talked about the Constitution and this amendment, we're going to sit down and we're going to read that part of the Constitution, and we're going to read that amendment and talk about what it means. Okay, so, and you know, bring it down to, you know, a children's level. But actually, Chris Ann Hall did a good job. She's got some pretty good materials for our heritage and the Constitution for children that actually makes it really enjoyable for them to participate in. But one day it'll be illegal to homeschool or to homeschool without mandated state-approved curriculum. You'll have to teach underground. Underground schools are another thing you'll need to begin planning on. The churches, prepper groups, mutual assistance groups, militias, or Any Patriot organization that's active in its community needs to begin planning and preparing for underground schools where true American heritage and Christian heritage is tied together and taught. The curriculum is only part of it. You'll need to begin developing teachers, parents, pastors, etc., who can have a plan in place. And this is what will happen. A, you'll have to send your kids to a public school. Or B, you'll have to accept state-approved anti-God curriculum in your homeschool or private Christian schools. C, or have your children taken away by the state because of the great harm you're placing your children in. D, go on the run and have a warrant for your arrest and a mandate by CPS to take your kids as soon as they track you down. Or E, give the appearance of compliance, going gray. You counter the indoctrination and hold private night school for your children as a family and in planned sessions with your underground school network involving teachers who are Christians and pastors, church staff, and volunteer parents. And these will have to be treated just like underground churches or Bible studies with regard to security and lookouts and planning and OPSEC. And special emphasis on OPSEC training for the children on how to keep a secret. Because the school will be using the kids against the parents. And nobody has indoctrination down like the communists. And the communists have a clear, firm, operational control of our government right now. So, you're going to have to counter that. It's going to be very dynamic. That means there's going to be several different facets to this that you're going to have to take into consideration. And there's not going to be anywhere you can go to escape it. The escapist thing isn't going to work. You can go to Costa Rica. I was talking to some folks this last week that they bought some property in Colombia. Well, they didn't buy property. They, just like all the other Americans that are escaping the tyranny in America, they buy a condo in a high rise in a massive city like the size of Paris, you know. And but they're not living. They made their move and escaped the American, you know, tyranny. But you're living in a city. This is going to be a global thing. It's going to spread like a cancer. It's going to consume the world. You will not be able to hide from this. And the last place you want to be is in a high rise in a foreign country where you hardly even speak the language. Anyway, you're going to have to learn how to operate within the system, around the system, through the system, within the system, and bring, you know, be there to rebuild when God brings down the system. You'll have to learn to communicate in ways that are inefficient, cumbersome, time-consuming, and inconvenient, but you'll have to do it for security reasons, because what will be at stake? Your children, your family, your church, your group, and your community, all of you are going to need to learn how to communicate. You need to plan now to start using encryption. Get it now. Start using it now. Why get it now? Because it will be illegal at some point. Certain curriculum will not be legal. Homeschooling will not be legal unless it incorporates the state-sanctioned curriculum. Remember what I said? You're not going to be able to ride the fence. You won't be able to just kind of pick, you know, you're going to have to pick a side. They're going to force you to make a stand for your faith or compromise it, which is actually kind of cool. I mean, I'm in my mind, I'm like, it's about time. You either get in or get out, right? Well, the enemy's going to force you to do that. You're not going to be able to just kind of be lukewarm. I talked about that last week. Got myself all worked up too. But what else? Encryption will be illegal. Other parts of your heritage that you need to start thinking about putting away. Symbols. I bought my first ever Confederate flag. because I know what the Confederate flag stands for. I'm not a big Confederate flag, rebel flag guy, right? Southern pride and all that. I spent plenty of time in the South. I love the people in the South. And it's not a racist thing. I love the black people in the South that I met, that I was, they're just totally different than, well, even white people. In Philadelphia, for example, it's a totally different culture, right? No matter what color your skin is. I love the South, but I've never been in a rebel flag kind of thing. It was their thing, right? I wasn't part of the South. My grandfather came here from Scotland way after all that stuff was over with. Wasn't any racist. Matter of fact, my great 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 grandfather were slaves to the Norwegians. And of course the Norwegians were slaves to the Scots because they'd run back and forth on their boats and kidnap each other's women and, you know, live like a bunch of barbarians, which they were. So I, you know, we got bondage in our history too. You know, I'm over it. I moved on. I've have the American opportunities that this amazing country has given us. Seize it. Take advantage of it. So anyway, but I bought my first Confederate flag. Why? Because it's part of this nation's heritage. It means so much. I really want to encourage you to go and listen to that teaching by Pastor John Weaver. Terminology going into the future for standing firm when they are trying to manipulate you and those around you. Okay, what's the biggest buzzword that they use against us? Hate. We get to draw out the H. Hate. Right? Okay. Now, God loves many things, and he hates some things. What? God hates? Well, let's take a look. Proverbs 6:16-19 in the New King James Version says, "These six things the Lord hates." Yes, seven are an abomination to him: a proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift to run to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Here's another one. Deuteronomy. Among other things God hates are idolatry and those who do evil. That's in Psalms. There's other examples. You know, there's just a couple here. God clearly hates, yes, hates things that are an abomination. You'll notice he doesn't hate a person here. He hates what they do. He hates those things, not the people. Except in one place, and that's directed at believers. At least that's how I see it. One, implying the individual person who sows discord among brethren. That's powerful. I'll just let that one hang in the air for a moment. That should scare you, Christians. Proceed with caution. But there are things that God obviously loves. All right, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. That's a lot of love. Sacrificed him that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. Romans, for God so loved the world. Romans 5:8. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. We didn't repent and then become deserving and then he died. We couldn't deserve it anyway. But he loved us while we were still dirty, rotten, stinking sinners. Proverbs 8:17 says, I love those who love me, and those who seek me diligently find me. So yeah, there's love. There's things that he loves, things that he hates. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Sounds familiar. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him all things which is the head, even Christ. Cunning craftiness, where they lie in wait to deceive, the sleight of men, every wind of doctrine. That's what Christians today are being swayed by. We're supposed to speak the love, truth in love, but truth. People put so much emphasis on the love part, they forget about the truth part. And sometimes the truth makes people feel icky and they don't They think you're not being loving if you're speaking the truth to them. So we should love the things that God loves and hate the things that God hates and love the people and oppose evil. The homosexual agenda is very clearly defined as evil. We should speak the truth in love but resist the evil agenda, and we should never lead someone to believe we love the agenda of evil, regardless of what form it comes in. We should resist it no matter the cost in terms of legality, relationships, social standing, economics, etc. So have love and hate in their proper places, but there's a place for both. And you'll be told that by rejecting evil, you're causing hate and division. So pray for discernment, which brings us to the next term, civil disobedience. And we'll talk about that and close everything up when we come back. Civil disobedience, I'll just leave you with that. And we'll be back in a minute. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
There is an exodus happening in America today, from cities full of crime and corruption to the rural areas of clean and sustainable living. Like-minded patriots are coming to North Idaho in search of a simpler, self-reliant lifestyle. I'm Chris Walsh, broker and owner of Revolutionary Realty, based in the heart of America's Great Redoubt, North Idaho. Sometimes God puts you somewhere for a special reason. For me, I believe it's to help like-minded patriots find safety and security for their loved ones. At Revolutionary Realty, we educate buyers about solar power, growing food, obtaining water, and personal security. I became a realtor in 2008 at the bottom of the real estate market, but not the top. I believe that there is a grand plan, and that I'm just a part of it. My job is to help people discover and relocate to America's Great Redoubt. Call a revolutionary today at 208-667-1776 or visit us at revrealty.us to learn more. That's www.revrealty.us, and God bless you.
Hi, everyone. This is John Jacob Schmidt, here to tell you about the 299 Days book series by lawyer and author Glenn Tate. Follow him through his real-life story of transitioning from middle-aged, unprepared suburbanite to full-blown prepper, tactical team member, and provider and protector of his family. Then let Glenn take you on a wild ride through the collapse, community building, resistance against a corrupt system, and the rebirth of a new one. Go to 299days.com to learn more. And we're in segment four already. Oh, my goodness. Okay, email me, johnjacob@radiofreeredoubt.com. I get a ton of emails, so please, if you slip through the cracks, shoot me a reminder in a couple days. Hey, I was trying to get a hold of you, and I'll say, oh, yeah, that's right. Thank you. Sorry about that. And then try to, answer your questions. And I try to answer all emails, and I do a pretty darn good job of it. Actually, but sometimes they slip through, and sorry about that. RadioFreeRedoubt.com if you're listening on the go. This segment is sponsored by Katie Armor. They have the level 3 body armor, front, back, side plates, armor carriers. They got soft armor now, and their current production lead time is less than a week. Don't forget also to use the coupon code JohnJacob. Type in John Jacob for your coupon code to get your discount over there at Katie Armor. Good stuff. Now, I left you with civil disobedience. Civil disobedience. Boy, that just sounds bad. Like something that Christians shouldn't do. But I want to remind you, it's like we talked earlier in the show, defying unlawfulness is no vice. You're called to resist.
You're not bound to follow a law that is in violation of the higher law. In fact, you cannot follow such a law. Furthermore, you have a duty to resist an unlawful law. I'll refer to the book I mentioned earlier, The New England Pulpit and the American Revolution. I've read this before. I read it in the last or segment before that. No single idea was more fully stressed, no principle more often repeated through the first 60 years of the 18th century, that would put you in the 1700s, than that governments must obey law and that he who resisted one in authority who was violating that law was not himself a rebel but a protector of the law. So, new terminology. It's not civil disobedience. It's biblical obedience. Did you catch that phrase? Okay, and we're going to start using this. Stop using civil disobedience and start using biblical obedience. Because that's really what it is. Now, on to some other things. Communicating. Last week, I mentioned in my speech, communications have the ability to at least receive and work toward getting at least two people in your group and getting their ham license in the next 6 weeks. The reason why such a compressed timeline is A, we're out of time. And I mean, we're out of time, like on the tyranny timeline, we're out of time. And B, getting licensed is just one step, or rather, it's step one in having unconventional communications capabilities. The kind you'll need in the future. So those communications people in your group, the couple people that you choose, they need to get past that hurdle in order to progress to subsequent levels. Ham radio is just the beginning. It's not the end. It's not just about ham radio. It's about communications. So they need to move quickly past ham to becoming a communications specialist, an operator. Don't count on ham radio in a resistance type setting. Don't get hung up there on ham radio. Someone asked me last week, do you think Amron has been infiltrated? I said, yes. Next question. But by infiltrated, I mean, you know, there are those watching and listening, not so much by agents, although you have to pretty much count on it. But by snooping, eavesdropping snitches who are looking for some kind of domestic terror coordination that they can report, most likely. And there are liberal, God-fearing haters everywhere, God-haters everywhere. They're not God-fearing. And no doubt the FCC and the FBI and the DHS, they want to get an idea about what we're talking about. Now, unfortunately for them, we do everything legal, and we probably bore them to tears because we're not lawbreakers. Well, until they change the laws and make it no longer possible to even live as a Christian without breaking, you know, some law somewhere. So, you know, have we been infiltrated? You know, why not? If you're an FBI agent, you're in a counterterrorism, you know, you went through the indoctrination, the domestic terror threat, you know, right-wing extremists, and you come across Radio Free Redoubt, and they get free, sign up as a member, you know. Well, why not? Just see what they have to say. And then they're like, that's it, right? Because, yeah, it's radical from a left-wing extremist communist perspective, but it's actually very fundamental American values that we talk about here. And so, matter of fact, I can tell you that there are agents who absolutely agree with our message. They're like, how can we fault this? They're right. I mean, they're frustrated, but they're right. And, you know, they're not talking about blowing up women and children in buses and hijacking planes, you know, to get their point across. They just want to be left alone. But, well, they're feeling like they're being pushed to where they won't be able to just be left alone anymore. And how can you argue with that? There's a lot of Christian patriot employees, all right, out there. And we love them. We appreciate their hearts. And they're concerned. They're concerned. This administration is purging anybody who's not on board with this leftist agenda. The military are frustrated to no end. I mean, the patriots in the military, they're just like, you got to be kidding me. They're destroying our country. They do not like Obama or anybody in this administration or the homosexual agenda that's shoving its way into the military. They don't like it. The military generally is overwhelmingly conservative. They're patriots.
Well, it's the same thing with the FBI. And even to a large degree, those in the Department of Homeland Security, they're on board. They agree with our message. And they know they're going to have to jump ship at some point because they're going to get purged, because they're going to be perceived as a threat at some point. You know, it's just this is the way we're going. I mean, this the direction that we're headed. I mean, this is what happened in Nazi Germany. It happened in the Soviet Union. They had a purging when, I mean, pretty soon it wasn't just we're going to have to ask you to resign. It was like brown shirts show up in the middle of the night and you disappear or are executed, right? That time's coming, and a lot of these agents know that. That'd be really cool. I mean, I like to think, you know, that they're asking for volunteers to try to penetrate Amron. You get some, you know, God-fearing patriots, like supernatural protection, where you got Christian patriot FBI agents. I'll take that assignment. I want to make sure these guys aren't up to no good. Yeah, I'll take that one, right? And then they join up. I haven't talked to any of those guys, and I probably won't hear from them because I shouldn't. They should just be gray man. Stay your course. Stay in your role. Do what you're doing. Okay. We know you're out there. We appreciate it. Okay. So, but see, when tyranny goes full retard and decides to take the gloves off, one of the first things any tyrant does, based on historical precedents, is to cut off the adversary's communications. Because if you can achieve that, you cut off their command and control and any coordinated, meaningful response or resistance. So expect two things. A, ham radio will be banned. B, only ham operators serving the government's agenda and operating under RACES, that's the Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service, will be able to be the ones who can legally transmit on the ham bands. We're not the first ones to be confronted with this reality. From World War I all the way to today, oppressed people have found a way to communicate. Don't think that we're blazing any new trails. Many have gone down this path before us, right? When atrocities are being carried out against Christians, it's not really going to matter one rat's butt to me if I'm allowed to communicate messages among Christian patriots. I'm going to find a way, which is another reason why they're going to want to try to make me go away. The Christians being hunted in Iraq and Syria today, they pretty much found themselves mutually agreeing to disregard any edicts put out by ISIS to surrender or to lay down your arms, stop resisting, stop communicating, darn it. It's making it harder for us to murder you. And if you don't comply, well, it's the death penalty when we catch you. Sometimes you just got to say, you know what? It doesn't matter anymore if it's legal. I mean, you want us to stop. It's like the bully who's pounding on your face and you reach out and you grab a hold of him and he tells you to stop. Oh, I better do it or he'll beat me up more. Sometimes you just got to reach out and grab them, hold of them, you know, so like they can't get away and then just go to work on them. It's a tyrant. We're talking about tyrants here. We're talking about, remember the phases that we talked about? We're going to go into incarceration next and then extermination. So we're well on our way. Well, sometimes when people are being oppressed, rules like that just go right out the window. So you need to study everything you can before the government purges it from the internet or how to modify your radio. Like on how to modify your radio. Don't do it yet. That would be illegal. But have the tools, the knowledge, the resources gathered now so you can operate anywhere on any band you need to, including the bands and frequencies that the tyrants will be using against you. That could come in really handy in many ways. And we're talking grid down comms here. As long as the technology is in place, use it. It's powerful, reliable, instant communications. And it can be done securely. That's something else that's that'll be on their to-do list. Encryption. Encryption will be illegal and probably soon. So learn to practice your one-time pad skills. Go over partisan radio on Amron.com. And listen to the archived episode on one-time pad encryption and download the resources on that episode's posting and print it out.
There's an article right here. They're already pushing for it. U.S. officials press for access to Americans' smartphone data. Top U.S. officials said Wednesday that encryption technology on smartphones and other devices is blocking their ability to lawfully they're making up laws as they go, so they call it lawfully. Access data and communications that could prevent a terrorist attack. Could prevent a terrorist attack. It could thwart cybercrime or help find a missing child. There's the heartstring right there. What if it was your child that was missing and we couldn't get – because, you know, I don't know. I mean, kidnappers are all using encryption now. Everybody's using encryption now. Well, what we found is that every time they get their way and get some new control or power, it never reduces crime. It never reduces terrorism. Terrorist attacks go on and it all slips through their fingers and they say, we must have more money. We must have more powers. We must have more authority. All of which what they're requesting would not have prevented the crime that they use as the case model case to justify the new powers that they want, which are unconstitutional. But we need to make an exception because we've got to keep you safe. Thanks, but no thanks. Get encryption on everything. On your computer, use TrueCrypt. Download it. It's free. TrueCrypt. On email, my preferred method is GPG, encryption. Go to YouTube. YouTube is your friend. Type in Thunderbird GPG setup. Setup. Thunderbird GPG setup on YouTube and they'll walk you step by step on how to set that up. Powerful encryption. On your phone, download the apps Wickr. That gives you encrypted text anonymously. Phone, Red Phone gives you encrypted phone calls. Silent Circle, you have to pay for that one, but they have silent phone, silent text. Very powerful encryption. Very powerful. Anyway, folks, that's all I got. Next week, we're going to try to wrap up this series on the coming underground. We're actually going to be talking about the underground church and how to practice and conduct, prepare for the underground. And we're going to talk about why, because someone said, wait, the Supreme Court does this stuff. And they're not even oppressing you yet, and you're already talking about hiding. Stand up firm, faith. Stand up. They're upset because we should just stand up instead of running and hiding. We're not talking about running and hiding. There's plenty of biblical examples where people had to go into hiding. All right, you got to pick your fights. And sometimes, well, I don't know. You could take it up with all the Christians that are working in underground churches right now. You want to harangue them for hiding? No, the church is growing because of that. The church is growing. So, hey, there's a time to live. There's a time to die. There's a time to fight. And there's a time to make peace. And there's going to be a time to hide. And there's going to be a time to stand out in the open. So, I think we're going to be better off if we talk now and start preparing now. I keep hearing testimonies. People are like, you know what? You're right about what's going on, about history, about what the signs on the wall that we see, the writing on the wall, and we see what's coming and necessity. And I've never given thought to this before, and I don't even know where to begin. And you've covered stuff that has really made me think about things that never occurred to me. So thank you for covering this. I mean, you could make this topic really, literally a college semester course, two semesters. It should be like 1 year of college, you know, two semesters of just underground and resistance operations, depending on how far you want to go. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep coming back to this. We're going to get off the series probably after next week, maybe one more week. Depends on how quickly I can go through the material. And then if you guys have specific questions, things that you'd like to know or questions that you have that ties into this, shoot them to me. And we'll try to customize it to, you know, some of the things you have thoughts or questions or concerns about. And then we'll go from there. But anyway, we're going to wrap this up. I will talk to you guys in just a few minutes here for Partisan Radio Volume 14 coming up. And we'll talk a little bit more about this. We'll keep inculcating this
over the coming weeks and months ahead. So just because we'll be done with the series doesn't mean we'll be leaving this topic. We'll be coming back to it periodically. Anyway, you guys have a blessed, blessed week. Thank you for the prayers and support, and thank you for your financial support to keep Radio Free Readout going and growing. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and this is the voice of the American Readout. Good night.